Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, in the name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus, every knee bows, every tongue confesses, every demon in hell trembles. At the name of Jesus, because He is that name that is above every other name, and He is the name by which all the powers in hell have to move and get out the way. That's just the reality of what it is. And, you know, as we continue to move forward in the things of God, as we continue to move forward in the power, the presence, the revelation knowledge of who Christ Jesus is and who we are in Him, as we continue to move forward in that process, we also continue to realize more and more the victory that we have in Jesus Christ. And you've got to understand your victory, because when you understand the victory, you can move in it. You know, during at the close of the American Civil War in the South, there were certain areas where people that were in slavery were not told that they were not slaves anymore. You know, it took a little while for that news to get to them. And in those places, people, even though the war was over, even though they were no longer slaves, they didn't know that news and they hadn't appropriated that news. So they're still living and working as slaves. And, you know, there is that element going on even this day, even in this time in the body of Christ, that there are people that do not know and do not understand the victory that they have in Christ Jesus. And they're living and walking around like slaves still, even though they've been set free by Christ Jesus. They just haven't appropriated the freedom that they have in Him. See, this is why, my brothers and sisters, you got to study. You got to study the Word. You've got to ask the Spirit of God to lead and guide you into all truth. Because when you ask the Spirit of God to lead and guide you into all truth, you now begin to understand more and more each and every day who you are. See, that is a process of revelation. That is a process of God showing and revealing and exposing things to your heart. You know, I mean, on one side, there is that dying to self that we go through, where we go through a very real, very painful process of dying to what we once were and being made alive in Christ. And on the other side of that process, in the resurrection life that we live in as a follower of Christ this day, in the other side of that process is an incredible thing where we move into who we are and who we've always been destined to be in Him. Now that is, that in and of itself, you know, if people knew what was waiting for them on the other side, they would run to the cross. You couldn't keep them back. But because they haven't understood that which is available to them, they haven't understood what it means. They haven't understood what Mark chapter 8, where it talks about, you know, if a man tries to save his life, he'll lose it. If he loses his life for my sake and for the gospel's, he'll find it. They haven't understood what that means to lose your life for the gospel and for Christ Jesus, and that's when you find it. And when they understand that, and you only understand it once you've gone through it. You only understand it from a place of trust. You only understand it when you trust God and you trust Him enough to let Him take you through that. When you trust God, that's when you understand after you've come through, because now you've experienced it and now you can turn around and say, oh my gosh, wow. You know, God is in control. He's got my life in the palm of His hands. He knows me. He loves me. He's fashioned me in His image and His likeness. And I've got destiny and purpose. See, you've got destiny and purpose. But the place you find that is wrapped up in Him. The place that you find that is when you're walking it out with Him. See, when you try to do this apart from Him, Scriptures tell us that apart from Him, we can do nothing. So apart from Him, we can do no thing. All the things that we try to do apart from Him are dead works. That means there's no life in them. They may be attempts at good works, good in our own minds and our own estimation, but ultimately they're dead works. Dead works being works that have no life in them, no spirit in them, no direction by the living God in them. And anything that's dead, it goes away really quickly. It decays, it burns up. So, you know, rather than being a part of dead works, why not, out of your connection with the living God, be a part of that move of the Spirit that flows through His people, out of connection, out of a relationship, out of the truth that God reveals in your life this day. So, you know, God has kept it simple for us. God has kept it simple for His people. And, you know, the way that we move forward also includes... Here, let me move this. There we go. The way that we move forward also includes, you know, overcoming the traps of the enemy and realizing what those traps are. You know, the devil, he does not want you to ever realize who you are. He does not want you to ever realize the power that you have in Jesus' name. And, you know, so he works to confuse your mind. He works to confuse your thoughts. He works to confuse your consciousness. He works to tempt and to try to take you away. You know, we talked in the last audio about, you know, you can't choose the consequences. You can only just choose, you can only make choice and decision. And whichever way you choose, that's the consequences will be what they are. And so that's why he works to tempt people. He works to bring things in front of them where he knows the consequences of those things will be death. For example, people that choose an illicit sexual lifestyle. All right, let's cut to that one because that's something that's very pervasive in the world today. The devil tempts people by showing, you know, oh, look, you know, it's just happy times. And, you know, all these people are out there and having all this kind of fun. And, you know, and you're missing out, right? So people then, they and also it's programmed, I mean, people have it in their very, very DNA, a very strong sexual drive. So that's there. But, you know, just like if you've got a fireplace, if you put a fire anywhere in the house, you burn down the house. The only place that it's safe is in the fireplace or in, you know, in the kitchen, in the oven. Otherwise, you got it anywhere else, you're going to burn down the whole house. You're going to burn down your house if you have it somewhere else. So the devil knows that. So he just tries to get people to engage in that. And he never shows you the other side, never shows you the broken hearts, never shows you the people that have all sorts of diseases racking their body, never shows you the children that grow up without a parent. Because frankly, you know, when somebody doesn't have their act together in one area, they're going to be other areas in their life where they're not going to be getting their act together either. So, you know, you got to be mindful of that. You realize that, you know, you open up that box and you get everything that's inside there. So, this is why, too, you know, listen, if you've been engaging in particular things, you can clean up your act. And also know that the things that you got away with yesterday, you may not get away with today. All right? So, you know, mercy can run out. You know, scriptures tell us that God says that I'll have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. So, hey, the mercy of God is not guaranteed. And if it runs out on you, you know, or you might be in serious trouble. You know, so just thank God that you are where you are and choose a way that would be in accordance with His Word. Because when you choose a way that's in accordance with His Word, you get the consequence, the positive consequence for that, for choosing life. And when you choose a way that's against His word and His truth and the revelation of who He is, you know, you're going to get all those consequences. And this is why, too, sometimes when people are like, oh, the devil's doing this to me and oh, the devil's doing that to me. Actually, you know, there's a lot of times people are doing stuff to themselves. And the devil honestly doesn't even need to waste too much time with them because they're destroying their own lives. See, when they destroy their own lives, he just leaves them to their choice. He just leaves them to their consequence. Because he knows that because they've chosen the wrong way, the enemy of your soul knows that you will end up just destroying yourself. And scriptures say that a man's ways destroys his own life, yet his heart rages against God. So, you know, if we can be honest about it, if we can be honest about the fact that there's a lot of things that, you know, people do, there's a lot of things that, you know, we've all done that have not resulted in the best consequences of our own lives. And so then when you realize that, you say, okay, well, how do you want to now move forward? How do you want to make excuse for your choices and your actions? You know, when you lie, when you steal, when you cheat, you know, the result is people don't trust you. And now what are you going to do? You know, well, that's a consequence. You know, you can do everything you can to try to make those things right, but hey, you know, there's still consequence to your actions. There's consequences to your decisions. There's consequences to your choices. And, you know, many times when people realize that what they've done has not resulted in the best thing, they try to make it right. But, you know, part of life, part of manning up, is owning the consequences and realizing that, you know, you made bad decisions and bad choices. And, you know, one, realizing where you went wrong. Two, taking responsibility for your bad decision and, you know, making change and not doing it again. And then going through the consequence for your actions with whatever you have to go through. You know, you accept it. You know, you take responsibility for it. That's just part of life. So this is why, too, God is gracious to us when he tells us, look, choose life. You know, choose life. Choose that which I put in front of you, because, you know, I've got my best for you. Okay, so the consequences are what they are. You know, the reason that God said in the Word to choose this day whom you shall serve, and that's why that's on the homepage of Faith Mix, has been there in the site we've had up until now, is because when you choose to serve God, you're choosing life. When you choose to obey the Word, you're choosing to allow for the positive consequences to happen in your life. See, when you choose against the Word of God, ultimately what you're choosing is you're choosing your own death, your own destruction. You are choosing to allow for the negative consequences of what happens when you sin and when you choose the world to be what reigns and rules in your life. Look, the world is sorrow. Okay? The thing that the world does is, you know, it gets moments of happiness when, you know, it's sort of inebriates itself, or when it, you know, when it intoxicates itself, or it sexes itself, or it does whatever the world does. It gets these moments where, you know, things sort of stop and they don't feel so bad, but then they go back to it. That's why they're constantly going from one to the next to the next to the next, one distraction to the next. They can't be alone. They can't be with themselves, because if they had to stop and actually think about it and reflect for a moment, they realize how far they've slipped from the mark of what it is that they were called and meant to be. And they go each and every day through life like that, having a few wake-up calls along the way, but ultimately to their grave. And if you don't heed the wake-up call when you have it, well, you may not get another one. So, you know, for us, for the child of God, for the follower of Christ Jesus. You know, what we look towards is we choose life. When we choose this day, what we do is we choose to follow the Word of God. And what does that mean for us? Well, that means that when it comes to our spirit, when it comes to our soul, our mind, our strength, our being, we love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, our entire being. We devote it and push it into that direction, point it in that direction. And we give, we choose to give, even present our bodies as living sacrifices unto the Spirit of God. Now, what does God do with that? Now, that is when we put ourselves in a place, now God will work in and through us. And He wants to do that. But see, God sees the heart. He knows who's His, who's are His, and who's are not. He knows who have surrendered themselves to the will and the plan and the purpose of God and who has not. Now, when we choose life, what we're choosing is we're choosing for the Spirit of the living God to flow in and through us. We're choosing for positive consequences to become part of our reality. We're choosing to not go the way of the world, not go the way of the devil, not choose sin. See, here's the thing about sin. All right? Here. Let's go to Romans. Romans 3 and verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." So we know that everybody on the face of the earth, the only one that was without sin was Christ Jesus, period. Everybody else that has ever walked on the face of this earth has been with sin. And what else do we know? Well, in Romans 6:23 it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So the wages of sin. Now, why is it called a wage? Well, the wage, is a wage something that's given to you, or is it something that you earn? Something that you earn. So the wages of sin is death. So what you earn for the sin that you do is death. You know, you cannot sin without something dying. Every time that you and I sin, something dies. Whether it's a hope, whether it's a dream, whether it's your body, literally. You know, when you sin, many times when people sin, they're killing their physical bodies. When you sin, something dies. A lot of people have chosen to go the way of the world, and they've seen the death of so much that they cared and loved for. They had love in their heart for. When the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, it's incredible that it's like that. Because, you know, a lot of people approach their walk with God like the wage of God is eternal life. They treat it like it's something that you can earn, and you cannot earn it. It is a gift. What you can do with a gift is you can receive it. You can appropriate it. You can be grateful for it. You can thank God for it. But a gift is just that. It's a gift. And the gift is contingent on the giver. The giver has to extend the gift. You can't demand the gift. You can't commandeer the gift. You can't lord over the gift. It is just your place to receive the gift. See, what God gives us is God gives eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. God gave you and I the chance to choose this day whom we would serve. See, before Jesus, there was no choice. Before Jesus, there was no choice. The only option you had is like Henry Ford said, you can have whatever color you like when he's talking about his Model T. He said, you can have any whatever color you like as long as it's black. There was no choice. There was only one way that you could go, which was the way of sin. And the way of sin was death. And everybody was earning it and everything was dying. The world was stuck in corruption, in decay, in rot, in destruction, with death being the only thing that you could look forward to. And then Christ Jesus came into this world, came into our situation, did what we could not do, paid a price we could not pay, blood was shed on the cross for your sins, for my sins, for the sins of the whole world, to pay the price that was necessary for our redemption. He did it, done, dusted, and then he rose from the dead because death could not hold him, the grave could not contain him. And then at that place, he now, seated at the right hand of God, extends to you the gift. The gift of God is eternal life through Christ, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through. You got to go through him. He is the gate. He is the Alpha and the Omega. There is no other way. See, that's why too, when people try to find all these other ways to life, but there's only one way, and that's through Christ Jesus. There is no other way. So people trying to find life-extending technologies, you know what? At best, maybe you get another 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 70 years, 100 years. People try to find life-extending technologies. And you know what? The devil lies to people. You know, listen, worlders, listen. The devil is the father of all lies. So you think that his promise, the world, in the world's promise, and the devil's promise that you're gonna not die, you think that's gonna happen? Look, that's the same thing he said to Eve in the garden. In the garden, when Eve was talking to the serpent about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and he said that you shall not surely die. Well, what happened? She died. So, for the worlders that think that they're going to get out of this, that they're going to buy their way out of it, that they're going to network their way out of it, that they're going to have friends in high places that are going to help them to get out of it. Listen, the grave comes for you. It will swallow you whole. The scriptures talk about how hell has enlarged itself. And the mouth of hell is wide open, waiting to consume everyone that has chosen to reject the gift of God that's offered in Christ Jesus our Lord. See, think about it like this. God, knowing our situation, knowing our predicament, comes into this world, into this life, gives his very best, turns his own son over to fallen humanity, demonized human beings that put him through. This is the Son of the Living God, and put him through the worst possible torture and humiliation, extended as long as they could, put him through that. Their Creator, they put him through that to kill him. And he takes all of that, absorbs it all, including all of their sins and the sins of the whole world, absorbs it, takes it all, and turns around and offers life. And offers it as a gift. Now, when he's gone and done all of that, and somebody chooses to reject Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, chooses to reject that gift, well, what else is there for them then? What do you expect? What do you expect? You know what? Everybody that ends up in hell chooses hell. You know that? Every person that ends up away from God chooses to be away from God. Every person in this life gets the result and the consequence of their choice. There won't be any mistakes on Judgment Day. There won't be any mistakes. This is why when I see worlders, especially those in high positions, making decisions that are clearly evident to the people of God and clearly evident, it's all open. God sees. Listen. When Elijah was dealing with the king of Samaria, and that king kept trying to invade the land, and the strategy of what that king was going to do kept being revealed in advance, and Elijah would tell his own king. And at one point, one of the advisors to the Samaritan king, he ended up telling him, and the Samaritan king was so angry and so frustrated, he was like, how does he know all this stuff? How does he know what we're going to do? And one of his advisors had to tell him and said, oh king, there is a guy on the other side who, whatever you whisper in your bedchamber, he knows. God's telling him. He knows. Listen, the people of God know. The light is shown bright. You can't hide it. You can't hide it from the truth, because everything is going to be measured against that truth. You can't hide from the light. You can't hide from what is the eternal reality that's there. So when people think that they can do things in darkness and they will not come to the light, you are sadly, eternally mistaken. The only thing you can do is fall at the feet of God and ask for His forgiveness. Submit yourself to the King of Kings and His Lordship. Bow your knee before Him. Ask Him to forgive you, to cleanse you, to save you, to redeem your soul while there is time. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry and you be destroyed in His wrath. In fact, let's read that one. If you got your Bible, Psalm 2 says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall He speak unto them in His wrath and vex them in His sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree the Lord hath said unto me. Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces, like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry, and ye perish from the way. When His wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all they that put their trust in Him. So the Scriptures tell them, be wise now, therefore, O kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. So, you rulers, you judges, you people in positions of authority, be wise. Don't be foolish. Don't be dumb. You do so to your own eternal hurt. You do so to your own eternal destruction and the destruction of everything under you, including your family and all that you care about, all of it. The only way out for you is Jesus. That's why Scriptures tell us, choose. Choose life. And once you've chosen, realize that everything that you need for an incredible existence in this life is in Christ Jesus. It's there. You got to go to war for it. You have to go to war against the demonic. You've got to go to war against that which opposes the abundant life that God intends for you. But you've also been given the power in Christ Jesus to move forward in that, in strength and in truth. So we just want to encourage you this day. Hey, we love you guys. God bless you. And yes, also another thing, just side note, as we're closing out here. We've had a few attacks on the site, I've come from different places. So, you know, we would like to just advise you, take the opportunity while you can to download the audios that you want and keep them. You know, they're and do that now because, in the future, we don't know necessarily how we're going to have to set things up to try to keep everything running smoothly. But, the site's back up again. But, the nature of the attacks, we have one happen originate out of Russia. This last one was coming from more than that. And, but anyways, what you can do right now is just make sure that you, if you like a message or you like messages or series or whatever, just download them and keep them on, your own external hard drive or your own computer. You can do it like that. So it's been set up like that. There's at this point there's either 600, there's between 600 to 650 teaching hours. So we've got over 600 messages online. That are all there that you can, at this point in time, that you can try to grab. So use the window while you have it to get what you want. Because I don't know how long, we're going to be able to do it like this or how we're going to have to restructure things. So I'm just letting you guys know early, or as early as I can, because we do have to change things about. We know that. You know, we can't leave things the way that they've been because as this work continues to grow, so do the people that don't like what we do. Just leave it at that. And we pray for them. We pray that God would save them and God would turn them around. And if they are beyond redemption, if they're not going to turn, then we pray that they get moved out of the way. Simple as that. And by the way, they will get moved out of the way. That always happens. That's why we're still here. So with that, love you guys. We're praying for you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. You can also reach us through, we got that Facebook page. So search for us on there. You can find us there and just say hi. We really appreciate you guys. We love you. And we're praying for you. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.